This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think we know the answer from a lot of people, but I think the NFL insiders disagree. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. I got something in common with the Roonies here. Can you believe this, Tone? Mike Florio, the general consensus he said around the league is that the Steelers are concerned with the way that TJ Watt finished the 2024 season and could be questioning his projection moving forward. Quote, yeah, I mean, it's more than common sense around the league. Why would the Steelers be waiting so long? Why would this be the sense that there's a gap? You never pay a guy for what he's done. You pay a guy for what they're going to do. If you pay them for what they've done, they're asking for trouble. That's according to what Mike Florio has said and written in Pro Football Talk. And we bring this up all the time where what has he done lately where Myles Garrett continues to do things at a very high level. But regardless of what we think of him, this show is pro Myles Garrett, he continues to do things at a very high level for the Cleveland Browns. It doesn't pay off the same way it does for the Steelers, but how much does it pay off for the Steelers? And so they're in a weird spot where I just think you're held up. You got Aaron Rodgers there. I don't know if you pay him more money for this year or do something with TJ Watt. You got to have him back because the return is not going to be. You're not going to get Trey Hendrickson. You're not going to get Aiden Hutchinson. You're not going to get any of these other guys for TJ Watt. It just ain't happening. So you might as well rework something out for at least this year with TJ Watt. Get his ass on the field and then work from there. And then do what you do with there, because I don't think you have any other choice if you're over there. But it still goes to show you that I think that this is the ultimate champion's pose with our argument with the other guys over there about Myles Garrett.
Yeah, now what's funny is we had to go through a very, very rough media campaign from our best player. Pittsburgh hasn't had to endure that with TJ Watt. Like, that was rough. We can't act like we didn't have people every day calling us to say, goodbye, you're done. Never going to build a statue for you.
They were mad.
Well, yeah. I mean, can't blame the fans for being mad during that fight.
Yeah.
And I did wonder, like, once he signed the contract, did that change anybody's perspective on Miles? Or the first game, if he gets zero sacks in the first game of the year against Cincinnati, will that not be shoved in his face immediately and in our faces from callers? Like, now, because he did all that, and now he signed that massive contract, you can bet, like, people are going to bring that back up if he doesn't perform amazingly.
Pony did put out there, would you make this trade? TJ Watt and a 2026 sixth-round pick for Terry McLaurin and a third-round pick. He said he votes yes. I don't know what the Washington Commanders would really want with TJ Watt when you want more weapons for a guy. Your defense is... I thought they've always drafted pretty decently on defense over there. Maybe Chase Young, you say whatever you want to aside, he was the pick. But... why do they want to take away Terry McLaurin from Jaden Daniels? They don't want to do that. 216-474-0092. Rick in Maple Heights. All right, back to Stefanski. Should he start the season on the hot seat? Rick, go ahead.
Oh, no, it is Fred.
This is Fred?
Fred.
This is Fred. Nicely produced. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, first things first, man. I got to say, all the fans that called in and ripped Myles Garrett for that decision he was going to make and that he ended up making. I mean, shame on them, man, because without him on the Browns, man, he was arguably the best player on the Browns. Without him, man, they ain't doing numbers like that. We ain't doing half the things we did just with him. The guy stayed getting double teamed. I mean, he's a one-man crew. This isn't basketball. He can't take on a whole offense by itself. Now with him getting some help over there, you know, hopefully, we can start to see the big numbers start to pile up at this point in his career. So shame on everybody that ripped him, man, just because he was going to make a business move, man. You know, he got to cash out.
I just wish he would have – the only thing I'll tell you this, Fred, I just wish he would have said, pay me more money. You say I'm the best in the league. I deserve to be paid the best in the league. I think that would have been a finer tact than what he had said, because if it's about winning, then – okay, they're not going to be doing a bunch of winning, and then people are going to have a bad taste in their mouth about that. Like, I got to understand the other side of that. I don't necessarily agree because I want the player, Fred, but damn it, I got to understand their frustration.
Well, when it comes to money, man, we going to, you know, depending on who told him to say what, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's best just to, maybe the way he came out about it wasn't the right way. Could have been a better approach to it. I will say that it was better off probably to say nothing at this point, right? Because if he would have said just pay me more money, it's going to be people in the city already complaining about that. You know what I mean? Oh, we got to pay him more money. He can't. He's always getting double. Yada yada yada. Right. But that's all I wanted to say about Myles. Now back to Stefanski, bro. Oh, come on, Ken. He on the hot seat. He's been on the hot seat since last season. He's been on the hot seat since he came in the door, to be honest. He had some good things, but we got to stop with this. He's throwing the word great around. If everybody's great, then who's good? All right, we got to stop that, man. He's not great. He's done subpar OC work. Subpar, bro. He ain't done nothing no more. If we gave Freddie Kitchens long enough time, I believe Freddie Kitchens could be dialing up some of the same stuff that Kevin Stefanski dials up. So we got to stop with this word. He's a great offensive mind. Let's just stop it. If we give anybody enough time back there, they're going to figure it out. All right, that's what this guy's been doing. He's got more than enough time right here. We got to stop because the stuff he's done, he hasn't brought a winning culture, a winning mantra, a winning attitude. He hasn't changed the culture. We hear this every year about the culture. He hasn't done anything besides, what, give out gold dog chains that them guys wear during preseason?
I don't think that was even his idea. I don't think the dog chains was even his. He doesn't seem like a dog chains guy.
Well, then that speaks volumes right there, right? Because it says that he hasn't brung anything into the room besides, look, I want you to run my system, and if you can't run my system, then I really don't want to deal with you. That's what I've seen Kevin Stefanski bring to the table.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fred. I mean, I'll tell you what, that's one of my main concerns, and thank you very much for the call. That I have to tell you, is he too rigid on his offense? Can he... I don't think that Deshaun Watson is really able to play the position anymore for a multitude of reasons. But damn it, does he hamstring your offense because of what he runs? Does it always, if like say you hold on to him after this year, no matter what the record is? By the way, they did exactly what I knew they were going to do. That's why you know what? You're going to make me have to choose my words carefully, and now I'm going to start censoring myself for the radio because of the videos that Keith is putting out there. Just going to point that out right now for everybody. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Secondly, when it goes back to Kevin Stefanski, Anthony, this is what makes me more concerned. Is it still his offense no matter what? If you hold on to him no matter what this year and you go into next year looking for the quarterback, what if that quarterback doesn't necessarily fit that mold? Because, I mean, you're looking at two guys right now in that draft class, and it's way too early to be talking draft, and I don't know anything as far as who exactly they like, if they like anybody. I'll give Kenny a chance. But I want to give Dylan Gabriel and I want to give Shedeur Sanders a chance. Let's see what they can do. But going into next year, you have Garrett Nussmeier, more of a drop-back quarterback, probably will come out. You have Drew Aller, more of a drop-back quarterback, going to come out. Are we just drafting those guys because they fit the Kevin Stefanski play-action 12-personnel mold, or are we taking the best quarterback we can? Because you got to still be able, you know, part of being a good coach is finding a way to get players from point A to B. Because you can sit there and try to put them in places, but if they can't get to B for you, you're not going to do anything.
So I guess I'm hearing you talk, but I haven't heard you get to the heart of, do you agree or disagree that he should be on the hot seat right now? Because I don't know how in the NFL, coming off a 3-win season and not making, you know, Zach Taylor, you had referenced earlier, at least got to the Super Bowl. We could debate how much he had an impact on that, but his team got to the Super Bowl. Kevin was the least successful of all those coaches that have had their jobs for this period of time.
Yeah.
How's he not on the hot seat? So do you think he should be on the hot seat?
I don't, because I don't think
you don't think he should.
My reason is totally different from everything else.
You do or you don't. You don't think he is.
Because under general circumstances, you would put him on the hot seat. But you can't put him on the hot seat because if you're on the hot seat, you're expected to do what? You're expected to win. So how do I put the guy on the hot seat when I don't think they're going to win a lot of football games?
Yeah, but a lot of coaches go into a season where it's like, if they don't win this year, they're gone.
I mean, I could see him in a situation like they kind of do in college football, where it's like you take a guy like Sam Pittman, right, down there at Arkansas. Now, he won a couple of more games than people thought he was going to win, but he went into the last season for a lot of folks as a lame duck because they thought, well, you know what? We got a tough schedule this year. Let's let this guy take the losses for the rest of his contract or another year on his contract. Then we'll bring in somebody new and we'll work with that guy. And I almost think it could be end up being the same way. Hey, we're going to see what Kevin can do. If Kevin can get these guys to work well, we'll reevaluate. If he can't, then we're going to let Kevin take the losses and we will start fresh next year. We will start fresh with a new quarterback. We will start fresh with a new head coach and we will roll together. Because I really don't want to have happen. I mean, we've talked about that to death. I don't want them to be on different timelines. I thought it put Caleb Williams behind. I think it's put a lot of quarterbacks behind. When you get a guy that you're holding on to and it's just a non-fit with your quarterback, because your quarterback goes in with preconceived notions. So you want a new guy or maybe a proven guy, which you're not going to get, but you either want a new guy or a proven guy with your new fresh quarterback. And you probably want that guy to have a very big hand in taking that quarterback. So you want that all to mesh together. That's a scenario I could see. So it's odd. I think in so many circumstances, yeah, he should start the season on the hot seat. But how can I put him on the hot seat when I got a 4-quarterback race? I got the most open quarterback room in the NFL.
You're talking more about just fairness to Stefanski. Because as we know, life isn't fair in the NFL. And guys, coaches get fired all the time. And when they get fired, they tell their buddies, like, well, how was I supposed to win? I mean, look at who my quarterback was. Or look at the offensive line and the injuries or whatever. That's every tower, but my defense, but I had a coordinator that was supposed to fix the defense. Like, they always have a litany of excuses, but we just know how this is in the NFL. You don't get to a year 7 when your year 5 and 6 are 3 and 14. And then in this case, I threw out 6 and 11. Every coach in a league gets fired under those circumstances, unless they've been to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, have created, you know, real equity with the fan base, like that really hasn't happened here.
It's a situation where I have to talk out of both sides of my mouth, which I hate to do and I don't want to do. And you can call me out for it, and you have, because if you start him on the hot seat, then why did you even bring him back? You agree with that, right? But under most circumstances, like, buddy, you've been here 6 years. You have an under 500 record as a head coach. We drafted a quarterback. We have jettisoned a quarterback. We have brought in a quarterback that's been a total failure. How do you survive that? All right, well, the outsiders, which are insiders, people outside of Cleveland but are inside the NFL, they keep telling you that this guy's a savant. But I have serious concerns with that. And regardless, there's been serious savants out there that have succumbed to the circumstance regardless. So I think a Browns fan, and certainly a guy like myself, you're in an impossible position. 216-474-0092. Tay in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
Doing well, Tay.
Love the show.
Thank you.
My take is, with Stefanski is, I think he's on the hot seat because, I mean, like you said, it's his 6 year. I agree with a lot of the things you were saying, but, I mean, he had I had potential in him, like, when he took, we almost had a chance to make it to the Super Bowl with Baker. But after that, I mean, the decision making in the following year after that, I mean, you had chances to win games, and I just think the far as him being a head coach, decisions he didn't manage games well. I mean, the play calling was suspect. Just not utilizing the run when opportunities were there. The play calling, like I said, everything as far as like managing the game, I don't think he did well. I mean, then we treat him like he's the offensive coordinator, but he's the head coach. So far as his job as the head coach, I think that's like he's on the hot seat for that.
He's back to basically head coach, offensive coordinator, play caller. Like, you understand, we're right back there after debating that for
because it's what technically worked in 2023. Whether what your definition of work is, that's a whole different thing, Tay. But that's where it's at. So by the definition of this, wouldn't be like, okay, we're going to give you your offense back, but you really have to show up. But now you're with Joe Flacco, who's 40. I'm with Kenny Pickett, who's off the scrap heap, and I got a third round and a fifth round guy, day two, day three guys.
I mean, yeah, but like I look at it like, you know, as far as like we look, the year we to the playoffs. I mean, the defense really carried us to the playoffs. The year, and he won coach of the year. I mean, yeah. And, I mean, then after that, I mean, far as like, as far as head coaching, I think he just not doing a good job.
All right, Tay, I think a lot of people agree with you, and thank you very much for the call. I think it's an impossible position for a lot of Browns fans. I mean, you hear the frustration of what Tay's saying, and for fear of being misquoted by my own radio station online, because it just becomes a giant distraction, but you guys can all laugh about it. So I'm glad that you know my boss can laugh about it in the hallway. That's always a lot of fun. I think the NFL insiders will say, are you making a Belichickian mistake? Are you doing something like that? Because everything he's done seems to be out of the Belichick playbook when it comes to handling of the media, handling of issues, influence in on one side of the football or not. You know, that resonates with the Breers and the Florios of the world. And I think that weighs heavily on the Cleveland Browns. Coming up at 8 o'clock, everybody's got a price. Everybody wants to pay. Coming up next, Patrick Mahomes has responded to being called fat. It's in 5 minutes and about last night on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.